The best way to get you going. Go, go, go. This is VOC Breakfast with Ghulam Fakir and Sabira Sheikh Yasser, only on the Voice of the Cape.
In our next feature, we want to talk about the city of Cape Town that will write off around 4 billion rand in debt owed by qualifying residents, organizations and businesses. Now, the debt write-off was a first for the city, according to Make a Member for Finance in Nielsen, and was being done due to the impact of COVID-19 on people's livelihoods and the slower than expected economic recovery over the past year. Now, some opposition parties, such as the Good Party, SG and MP Brett Herron, said that the city's proposal would be welcomed by hard-pressed consumers, but would do little to, and I quote, alleviate their struggles to pay monthly bills and will continue to include punitive water tariffs, which, mind you, comes a day after the city announced that rates and electricity will increase from July the 1st. Director of Revenue in the City of Cape Town, Trevor Blake, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast 91.3 FM. 4 billion rand being written off by the City of Cape Town. Let's talk about some of the motivation behind this decision.
We must remember we have looked and analyzed, and over the years, and our officers have taken, as people have been coming in, to see how people are struggling. So we took this decision based on the COVID that has made this economic recovery a lot slower, and therefore we brought in these initiatives in. So these initiatives is there to help people, but I think the most important thing that we must say first, Ghulam, is we must thank all the people that have paid their accounts regularly and struggled to make payments, but made to pay the accounts, because in doing this, this has helped us to be able to help the people that are less fortunate and our senior citizens to be able to do these write-offs.
Let's talk about the qualifying criteria. How exactly will residents meet this criteria in terms of the process?
Okay, there's two criteria. So let's have a look at what I call the automatic qualifying. So everyone who is senior citizens and who have registered with us for the pensioners rebate don't have to apply, and they will have their debt written off. They will receive an SMS from us if we have their SMS, their cell phone numbers, or they must just watch their next account they're going to get in June, which should reflect the write-off. We did this weekend. So the other qualifying is the indigents, as all our people who have registered as indigent, and they will also be receiving the same SMS that will be coming through. And if not, they must just watch their next account. And then, of course, that will include all our religious organizations, our NPOs, our animal shelters. We will write off their debts automatically. So that is the criteria for automatically without having to apply. Yeah. The second one is for people who have debt older than 3 years, that we will write off those debts. Here's an incentive. So we write off the debts of people that have got debts older than 3 years. They come in, we will allow them to, they can make arrangements to pay off their 3 years debts, current 3 years debts, and as long as they stick to the arrangements, that debt will be written off. And that will be for all people that have debts older than 3 years, which could be all our property owners, businesses, organizations. This includes our housing rental properties where people are tenants and who are facing default judgment and evictions. Now is that opportunity to take this opportunity to come in and to stop any default judgment or if further actions taking. This is that opportunity to take now.
Now, also with regards to, you know, with the debt being written off and so forth, there's obviously been some mixed reaction both from the public and other opposition parties. And I wanted you to share comment with regards to the response to some of the questions raised by MPs regarding this debt being written off versus the increase in rates and electricity. Because on the one hand, you're saying we'll write all these debt off in the two criteria that you've just explained to us. On the other hand, you're saying, but it's still going to be increased, you know, quite substantially from the 1st of July.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything, you know, if when increases happen, the city has, I think if you if you read it, I mean, we are bound to put increases because everyone else is increasing their prices. But this has been the lowest increases that we've been able to put through. So the city is trying to do its best to help people to lower the increases, which is what it's done now in for this financial year coming up. But I think the most important part is to take the burden off our citizens who are carrying arrears and that. And hopefully that will help them to let people sleep peacefully. Better at night and not worry about debts and then be able to pay their debts going forward. And that's how we see it as going to help the people.
Now also, I mean, over the past couple of years, let's just go to more recent, over the past year, couple of months, we've received many, many complaints of people saying, you know what, our water bill went from this to this within a couple of weeks, the city's not helping us, we can't get through to the city, we can't do this, that, and the other. All those people that meet these criteria and that have had those issues in a nutshell, they will now be sorted because this system kicked in from the 31st of May where it has been scrapped. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct. I mean, we got to look at it. You must remember when people complain about their bills and stuff like that, we need to sort out the problem. What is causing the problem? Now, water and electricity is a consumptive issue, and people can monitor and keep their accounts down by reducing their consumptions and reducing their water bills. One of the big things that we're finding around water bills that are increasing is that people have leaks on their properties and not knowing it. So we always ask people, please check your meter and to look when everything is off your water to see that there's, the meter is not running so that they think. Because once the meter leaks on properties, of course it impacts on your bill. So you can reduce your electricity and you can reduce your water. That is what is in the power of people to be able to do.
Okay, just before I let you go, Trevor, I wanted you just to elaborate a little bit more also on your second point, or just to perhaps recap on the second point where you spoke about the debt older than 3 years, where you said that they can that will also be written off, but then you made a point of saying that you can make arrangements as well. Just explain that point for me as well.
Okay, it's very important. So in other words, people that have debts older than 3 years that have been unable to come in and to make arrangements and to pay their debts, we are going to only write off the debt. This is an incentive. We are only going to write off that debt if people come in and you make an arrangement. And as long as you stick to the arrangements of the debts for current debts plus going back 3 years, but debts older than 3 years will be written off automatically. So this is an encouragement to people to continue to make payments on their account, and their debts will be written off.
Right. Trevor Blake, let's leave it at that. Trevor, of course, is the Director of Revenue in the City of Cape Town, talking to us about the 4 billion rand debt owed by qualifying residents. I understand why it is that they are also doing this. If you are on this qualifying criteria, then please take advantage. Go to the city, have this sorted out. Monitor your rates paper and so forth and see. I mean, the one is that it's automatic that it will be written off. According to Trevor, he says that automatically, if you are a senior citizen that is registered as a pensioner and you've registered and followed the process, you'll be sorted automatically. Also, those who have been qualified as indigent recipients, you'll qualify automatically. And all those religious organizations, sports facilities, I beg your pardon, and so forth, those are also automatically qualifying criteria is automatic, okay? So that's the one thing. And then debt older than 3 years, well, he just explained that to you as well. 021-442-3530. Lines are open. You're welcome to give me a call. We go for a break quickly on the other side. We continue with Breakfast right here on 91.3 FM. This is our birthday edition. Welcome to it.